Sechet Kelem Perakachas Mishnah Vav. Matlish is Taya Al Kupa. Metame Echad, Kupa Yisrael Sechet. Matlish is a beged, a piece of cloth that's at least 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, which is a minimum size for a cloth to be Makabel Tumas Meder. And a Zavah sat on the Matlish, making it into a Tumas Meder, an Ava Tuma. And after it became an Ava Tuma, you use this piece of cloth as a patch for a Kupa, a box or a basket that needed a patch, and you patched it with the cloth as an Ava Tuma. The kupa becomes tumit when it was packed up with this matlis. So the matlis is an avatuma. And when avatuma comes into contact with the kli becomes a rishon latuma. So the kupa becomes a rishon latuma. Now, even though the matlis, which is an avatuma, is now part of this kupa, the kupa in its entirety cannot be an avatuma. Since the kupa is not miyuchad liyeshiva, it's not used for sitting, so therefore it can't become a tumas medras. So it can't become a medras, even though there's a matlis attached to it, which is a medras. So therefore, the kupa instead becomes a rishon, as that is a din, that a kli that comes into contact with a medras becomes a rishon. And after the matlis is totally attached to the kupa, then the matlis itself loses its tumas medras. It is now part of the entire kupa, and since the kupa is a rishon latuma, the matlis also loses its avatuma and becomes a rishon latuma. So now, the entire kupa is a rishon latuma. The din is, metame echad, upoiseles echad. The kupa, which is now a rishon latuma, would be metame, one thing that comes into contact with it, meaning, if food comes into contact with the kupa, that food would become a sheni latuma. It would become tame. And that is the din, that food that comes into contact with a rishon latuma becomes a sheni latuma. And that food, if it comes into contact with truma, it would possel the truma. That's what it means, poselis. After truma that comes into contact with the food which is a sheni becomes a shlishi, it becomes possel, unfit to be eaten by a kohen. But if it comes into contact with food that's not truma or kachim, it would not become tame, it would not become possible at all, as chulin, non-truma or kachim, cannot become a shlishi. Only truma can become a shlishi, so therefore this truma that came into contact with the food that's a sheni becomes a shlishi and becomes possible, unfit for a kohen to eat it. Kitzlisha minak kupa. Hakupa mitame yechad, upoisel zechad. Vahamat lisart. If after you passed up this kupa with a matlis that was an avatuma, you then detach the matlis from the kupa. The kupa remains tame. Once the kupa became a rishon latuma, it stays a rishon latuma, so therefore it continues to be metame echad, upasalas echad. But the matlis, the patch, is now completely tar. It's not even a rishon latuma. The reason being is that the matlis originally was tame medras. It was an avatuma. When it was attached to the kupa, it lost its tumas medras when it was totally attached to the kupa. As it now became part of a kupa, and a kupa cannot become tame medras since it's not miyuchad yeshiva, it's not used for sitting. So the matlis, when it became part of the kupa, lost its tumas medras. It was instead a rishon latuma, since it was attached to the kupa, it was part of a kupa which was a rishon latuma. And the kupa became a rishon latuma when it came into contact with the matlis. So the matlis, when it was totally attached to the kupa, since it's part of a kupa which is a rishon latuma, the matlis also was a rishon latuma. But once the matlis was detached from the kupa, it no longer is a rishon latuma, as it only was a rishon latuma because it was part of the kupa, and now it's no longer part of a kupa. And the altuma, the tumas medras, cannot come back to the matlis. As once the matlis was totally attached to the kupa, it lost its own identity as a piece of beged, and instead became part of a kupa, which cannot be tamei meder since it's not miyuchad yeshiva. And since the matlis lost its identity as a mere beged, instead we look at it as a piece of a kupa. Even after it's detached from the kupa, we still look at it as a piece of kupa that has broken off. So therefore, it cannot be tumas meder. It's not tamei at all. Instead, it's completely tar. But of course, if after you detach it from the kupa, you decide that from now on you're using it as a beged and you're going to sit on it, mikanu laba, if in the future Zavar will sit on it, it would become tamei medras. Talya ala beged, mitamei shnayim, upoiseles echad. Somebody who has a matlis, a piece of cloth that's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, that a Zavar sat on it, making it into an avatuma. This piece of cloth was an avatuma, and used it as a pack for a beged. That beged also becomes an avatuma. As a beged is meyuchali yeshiva, sometimes used for sitting on it, so therefore it could become tamei medras. And now that this matlis, which was an avatuma, which was tamei medras, was attached to the beged, the entire beged becomes tamei medras. So therefore the beged in its entirety is mitamei shnayim, would be mitamei two things. And the beged, since it's an avatuma, if a kli would come into contact with it, that kli would become a rishon. Then if food would touch that kli, which became a rishon, it would become a sheni. So therefore it's mitamei shnayim. It would be metame, a kli, making it into a rishon. And that kli would be metame, food that came into contact with it, making it into a sheni. and it would be possible echad, and that food which is a sheni that would come into contact with truma, it would make that truma into a shlishi, and that truma would be possible. So therefore, that's the din of this baggage. Since it's an avatuma, it's mitami shnai and muposo echad, it would possible truma. Kifrisha min abeged, habeged mitami echad, upoiso echad. That matlis mitami shnai upoiso echad. If after you took this matlis, which was an avatum, which was tummy medit, and you passed it to the beggar, after that you detached it from the beggar, the matlis was taken off of the beggar. The beggar is no longer tummy medit. If the beggar was only tummy medit, since it was attached to this matlis, which was tummy medit. When the matlis is detached from the beggar is no longer tummy medit. Instead, it's merely a rishon latuma. Since it came into contact with the matlis, it became a rishon latuma. And even though when the matlis was totally attached to the beggar, it became tummy medrash, that's only calls mind that the matlis remained attached to the beggar. But now that the matlis was taken off of the beggar is just a rishon latuma, and that is the din of a beggar that came into contact with something that was tummy medrash. So the beggar is mitami one thing, and possible one more thing. The beggar, which is a rishon latuma, would be mitami oichlin, making it into a shemi, and that oichlin, that food that came into contact with truma, would possible that truma, making it into a shlishi, would possible the truma. But the matlis, even after it's detached from the beggar, remains tummy medrash, as the matlis did not lose its identity when it was attached to the beggar, as it originally was a piece of cloth, and when it was attached to the beggar, it didn't lose its identity as a piece of cloth, since the beggar also is a piece of clothing. So since it did not lose its identity, even after it was detached from the beggar, it remained tummy medrash. So since it's tummy medrash, which is an avatumas mitami shnayim, it would be mitami two things. If a kli comes into contact with it, it would be a rishon, and if food comes into contact with that kli, which is a rishon, that food would be a sheni, and if truma would come into contact with the food, which is a sheni, the truma would be a shlishi, it would become possible, unfit for a kohen to eat. V'chein atodla ala sak o ala or, dibri Rabbi Meir. And that would be the same thing. If a matlas, which became tamei neder, was used as a pack for sock, sackcloth, or leather, according to Rabbi Meir, the thing would be the same, that the sock or the or would become tummy medrash when the matlis was attached to it. And even after the matlis was detached from the sock or the or, the matlis would remain an avatuma. As according to Rabbi Meir, a matlis does not lose its identity when it's used as a path for sock or or. As sock and or is somewhat similar to a matlis, which is a piece of beggar, so therefore the matlis did not lose its identity when it's attached to the sock or the or, so even after it's detached from the sock or the or, it remains an avatuma, tummy medrash, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He holds that a matlis which was tummy medrash, which was attached to the path to a sock or an or, is tar. Meaning to say that after it's attached to the sock or the or, the sock or the or would not be tummy medrash, would not be an avatuma. Instead, it would be the same thing as a path that was attached to a kupa, in which the tumas medrash is gone, it's just a rishon latuma. And even after the path is detached from the sock or the or, it would no longer be tummy medrash. It would no longer be tummy. It would be tar. Just as we said in the first case, where the path was attached to a kupa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, since the matlis, to the piece of cloth, is a different material than sock or or. So therefore, when it's attached to the sock or the or, it's bustled to the sock or the or, lost its identity. And now, since it's bustled to the sock or the or, the tumas medrash is gone. And since the sock or the or is not tummy medrash, even though the patch is tummy medrash, it's bustled to the sock or the or, which is not tummy medrash, and the entire kli, instead of being tummy medrash, would be a rishon latuma. Since the sock of the war came into contact with the matlis, it would become a rishon latuma. And that's only called mind the matlis is attached to the sock or the or, but after it's detached from the sock of the or, the matlis would be completely tar, while the sock of the or would remain a rishon latuma. The same thing that we saw when a patch is attached to a kupa. Rabbi Yossi Aime ala or tar ala sock tummy. Mipnesha hu arit. Rabbi Yossi takes the middle ground. He said that if the matlis, which was tummy medrash, was attached to or, to leather, in such a case, it would be tar, meaning to say that it would have the same thing as the matlis that's attached to a kupa. That when the matlis is attached to the or, it would be a rishon latuma, not tummy medrash. If a matlis is a different material than or, than leather, so therefore it's bustled to the or. And the or in its entirety would be a rishon latuma since it came into contact with the matlis, and after the matlis is detached from the or would remain a rishon latuma, while the matlis would be completely tar. But if matlis, which was tummy medrash, was used as a path for sock, for sackcloth, then the sock would be tummy, the entire thing would be tummy medrash. The reason being because it's art, because sackcloth is woven just like a baggage. So therefore, since it's a similar type material, we would not say that the matlis is bustle to the sock. And since it's not bustle to the sock, while the matlis is attached to the sock, the entire sock would be tamei medris, since there's a matlis which is tamei medris attached to the sock, which is a similar type material. The entire thing would be an avatuma, would be tamei medris, and even after the matlis is detached from the sock, the matlis would remain tamei medris. It had not lost its identity while it was attached to the sock, since they're both oreg, it's a similar type material. But the sock itself, after the matlis is detached from it, would no longer be an avatuma. Instead, it would be a rishon latuma. Tehillim Parashat Ches, Mishnah Zayin, Shalosh HaShalosh HaAmru, Chutz Min HaMalal, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That which the Chacham said, that the minimum size for a beggar is to be makaba all tuma, with the exception of meter, it's gimel exposed by gimel exposed, three finger width by three finger width. That excludes the malal, the hem, the part that's folded over. And that's not included in the gimel exposed by gimel exposed, according to Rabbi Shimon. The cloth would have to be three exposed by three exposed, without the malal, without the hem. The Chacham Maimrim, Shalosh HaShalosh, Mechu Venet. The Chacham said, that which the Chacham said, that the minimum size for a beggar to be Makabal Tumah is three exposed by three exposed. Three exposed by three exposed, Mechu Venet exactly is enough to be Makabal Tumah. Even though part of the three exposed by three exposed is the Malal, is the hem, as the beggar would not be three exposed by three exposed without the hem, even so, since the entirety of the cloth is three by three, that's enough for it to be Makabal Tumah. Somebody who has a piece of cloth that became tamei medrash, and he used it as a patch for a piece of clothing, like we saw in the previous mission, that if you have a piece of cloth that's three tefachim by three tefachim that became tamei medrash, and you used it as a patch for a beggar, the entire beggar becomes tamei medrash. But if you only attached it to the beggar on one side, that's not a good attachment, so therefore it would not be considered part of the beggar, and the beggar would not become an avatuma. The beggar would not become tamei medrash, even though the beggar would become a rishon latuma, since it came into contact with the path, which is an avatuma. But since you only sewed it on one side, it's not considered a good attachment to the beggar. The beggar would not become tamei medrash. Mishtei ruchos zu keneged zu chibur. But if he sewed on the path on two sides, on two opposite sides, in such a case, even though he sewed only two sides, but that's considered a chibur. That's a good attachment. The entire beggar would become an avatuma. Also, kamin ga'am. Rabbi Kiva mitamei, v'chachamim mitarei. If he sewed the patch on two sides, but not on two opposite sides, instead he sewed it on like a ga'am, like a gimel yavanis, like an R, L, one side next to the other side like an L. According to Rabbi Kiva, that's a good attachment, and the entire beggar becomes an avatuma. While the chacham mitarei, the chacham say, that since he did not sew it on two opposite sides, only on two sides next to each other like an L, it's not a good attachment, and the beggar would not become an avatuma, only a rishon latuma. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'medvar mamurim b'talos. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which we said, that if you have a patch which is an avatuma, which is tamei medrash, and you sewed it on only one side, it's not a good attachment to the beggar would not become an avatuma. That's only if the beggar that you attach it to is a talos, a flat beggar, that could be worn on two opposite sides. You can wear it upside up and upside down. You can turn it around. So therefore, even if you sewed it on the top of the hall with your patching, and since it's sewn on the top, it will probably stay in place and cover the hall. But since a talus could be worn upside down also, so maybe what's top right now will turn out to be bottom, and to sew it only one side on the bottom would not cover the hall in a permanent way. Avo b'chalak m'malan chibor u'mamatan eno chibor. But if you attach this patch to a chalak, to a shirt, which are always worn upside up. The upside is always worn up, and the downside is always worn down. In such a case, we don't always say that if it's attached only on one side, that it's not a chibur. It depends how you attached it. If you attached it on the upside, on the top side of the hole on which you're patching, in such a case, it would be considered a good attachment, even though it's only sewn on one side. And since it's sewn on the top, it will cover the hole in a permanent way. But if you sewed it on the bottom side of the hall, in such a case, that's not a chibur. And since it's sewn only on the bottom, it will not cover the hall in a permanent way. It will end up folding over towards the bottom. So therefore, since it will not cover the hall in a permanent way, it's not considered a chibur until you sew it on two sides.